You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for having us tuned in here today on your radio dial or for downloading this podcast. Greetings. God bless you. Lord God, I thank you now for all of these listeners. Thank you to everyone who one way or the other has tuned in to this broadcast today. Lord, I pray that everyone who has tuned in won't be disappointed today. Speak to your church today through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining us here. Now, this program, WGOD Radio, has been known for years as Gospel Study. And just recently, within the last month, I changed the name of the program to WGOD. Now, being in radio station manager for 10 years, I love to give the word picture of how God is always broadcasting and related to radio. You know, with radio, the station, at least most stations, are always broadcasting. 91.5, the station that I'm on here in Brevard County, Florida, is always broadcasting at 20,000 watts of power 7 days a week. But if I tune in to 94.1, I'm not going to hear WMIE. I have to tune into the frequency that this radio station is on. And if I do that, I'm guaranteed to hear whatever it is emanating from this transmitter and on that frequency. Likewise, it's the same thing with God. You see, God is always broadcasting. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Almighty God is always broadcasting. And I have discovered the secret, and I share it with you, and that is through the Word of God. The Word of God, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is living and active and sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. This is how you can read the same book in the Bible your whole life. And each time you read, you'll keep receiving and hearing something fresh because this book is alive. It's not a dead book. This is what sets the Bible apart from everything else, from any other book, any other false book. First off, because there's Bible prophecy in it. No other book would do that. Because when what you say doesn't happen, then you can throw the book out. It's not trustworthy. Not so with the Bible. All of this was written so you would believe. Revelation 19:10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All this stuff is written down so you'd believe Jesus Christ is Lord. Everything spoken before it happens is to show you that God is real and that His word is real and that His word is truth. And that if you read this book, the Bible, you will hear from God. That's what we do here on this program. I'm so grateful you've tuned in today. This is WGOD Radio. You see, God's always broadcasting. We're tuned into His frequency. We're going to get into His word and see what He says today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Now, I'm reading from my own Bible translation. It says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not despair. All right. Let's backtrack and see what he's talking about. We left off here in verse 17 and 18, where it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." All right, first off, it says the Lord is the Spirit. I thought the Holy Spirit was his own person. Well, he is. The Holy Spirit is a person. As you read in Ephesians chapter 4, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. We also see in Acts chapter 5, the Holy Spirit is God as well. When Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, "You have not lied to men, but you've lied to God." The Holy Spirit is God. Now, we're getting into some deep truths of the Trinity, and I'm not going to try to explain all that to you, except I say sometimes we see, as a matter of fact, we see it twice in one verse alone. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. The parts, the names, the persons of the Trinity in some respects are interchangeable. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Well, why? Why? Because the Spirit is God and because the Lord is God. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. As you can read, I think it's John chapter 20, verse 28. Thomas bows the knee and says, "My Lord and my God." See, Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, Almighty God, Jehovah God is God. So the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Wherever you find the Holy Spirit, there's freedom. Not freedom to sin. Heaven forbid, why would you ever want to do that? It's freedom from sin. We're not slaves of sin anymore. You and I, once we receive Jesus Christ, we're slaves to righteousness. You know that? You're a slave. You, as a Christian, are a slave. You're a slave to righteousness. What's that mean? That means you are determined day in and day out, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to go out here and turn this upside down world right side up. You, my friend, are a slave. The Lord Jesus Christ has set you free by his Spirit. Why? So that you can be a slave to righteousness. Let God use you today to turn this crooked world right side up. That's what they said of the Apostle Paul. They said, "We found this man to be a plague." It's my prayer you would be a plague too. Let God use you today, friends, as we're rapidly approaching the end of the age here. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back in your lifetime. Every one of you driving down the road right now and you hear this program and your children are with you, let me tell you, if it's not in your lifetime, look around, look in the back seat when it's safe, look right there on your right or on your left. Your children, as a Bible teacher, as an expositor, and someone who has dedicated his life to study in this book and knowing God, I hereby say to you, with the best of my ability and information and insight, I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back in your lifetime and your children. And God wants to use you. You are God's hands and feet. He wants to use you to turn this crooked world right side up. You, my friend, are a slave. A slave to righteousness. No longer a slave to sin. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You're no longer a slave of this world. You are no longer a slave of sin. You don't serve sin anymore. You now serve Jesus Christ. He is your Lord. He has set you free from sin, and you are a slave of righteousness. Now, verse 18, it says, "But we all with unveiled face." Now, this is the theme we're looking at. The veil is taken away in Christ. We just read in verse 16, whenever one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. You see, you got to believe first. The veil's not taken away so that you can believe. You've got to believe first, then the veil is taken away. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the Bible says. The evidence of things not seen. Are you tired of being a slave of sin? Have you, like I have for so many years prior, found yourself or find yourselves a slave of sin? Let me encourage you today. Believe in Jesus Christ and you'll serve sin no longer. All you need to do is receive Jesus Christ today. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you this day as my Savior. Lord, wash my sins away. Forgive me of my sins. And I pray that you would break this addiction that I have to serving sin. And I choose today to serve you. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, when you can pray that prayer, you're just like all the other saints in the Bible. When you read, you can read in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, it says the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. It's the same thing with you too. When you pray that prayer, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are born again. You have the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. When you receive Jesus Christ, you're free from sin. You don't have to sin anymore. Because you've got the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of you. You don't have to serve sin anymore. Now on, from now on, you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are a slave to righteousness. Your life has now got meaning and purpose and value. True, lasting value. Is going out in this world, making a difference. Turning this crooked world right side up. Let me encourage you here today. Be a plague. Let God use you today during these end of days to lead people back to Him. God wants to use you, whether or not you've been a Christian 80 years, whether or not you just accepted Christ, received Christ, that is, right now in this program. God wants to use you to go out here and turn this world right side up. God wants to use you today. Is your name on God's Rolodex? That's my question today. What's WGOD? What's God saying today through His Word? It's this. It is where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. God is saying to you today, you do not need to be a slave of sin anymore. From now on, you can be a slave of righteousness by receiving Jesus Christ, and then your life, my friend, will have meaning and purpose to it. I encourage you to do that. Receive Jesus Christ today as your Lord and your Savior. We read about in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says that all who dwell on the earth will worship the Antichrist. That's Revelation 13, 8. I encourage you to read that. All who dwell on the earth will worship Him. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Have you received Jesus Christ yet? I pray that you have. And I pray, make yourself available to God. Let God use you for good. Dedicate and devote the rest of your life to serving Him today. I thank you for joining me. We're just about out of time. I just want to remind everyone here in Brevard County, if you're looking for a good church, we'd love to see you. I would love to see you at Island Community Church this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. I'm preaching my all-time favorite sermon. It's called The Doctrine of Christ, 2 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. Whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, it says, does not have God. Who is Jesus Christ? That's the sermon. I invite you, Island Community Church. It's 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.